This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Jeannie Yandel. 6 years ago, Shayna Green was in Kenya working with an NGO. That's when she learned something. Women there often don't have reliable access to clean sanitary pads. And that problem exists in poorer countries all over the world. Green runs the Seattle-based nonprofit Village Volunteers. And early next year, her organization will help communities in Kenya and India open sanitary pad factories. And they'll be run by the women who live there. But Green told me, the path from discovering the problem to finding a solution was not an easy one.
The issue for girls is that they don't have sanitary supplies. They don't have menstruation supplies. And so they use rags or leaves, things that are ineffective. And so they end up not going to school because they don't want to sit in classroom all day. And this creates where they're absent from school, often up to 50 days a year, a week out of a month. And so how that affects girls, of course, is that they do very poorly on their exams and they often drop out of school. But normally it's a very hidden issue and girls are shamed. They really don't understand when they have their period what the natural process. So there's also a need for education.
You just described this issue as a hidden one. How did you learn about this problem?
Well, 6 years ago, I was talking to Joyce Oneko. She's the director, and she runs an NGO in Kunya Village in Kenya. And Joyce was telling me about that very situation. She talked about how girls were missing school and how difficult it was for them. And at the same time, she's right on the shores of Lake Victoria, and she also pointed out that water hyacinth was a terrible problem, and it was cutting people off from fishing, access to fresh water, and it was just a carpet on the lake. Interestingly enough, these were totally unrelated. We were just talking about problems, and because what we do is we work in looking at sustainable solutions to community challenges. And so when those two issues came up, you know, I honestly think that it was just a leap. It was something that it was kind of a shift in perspective is how can we use water hyacinth? You know, there must be some uses.
I'm talking with Shayna Green. She's the head of Village Volunteers. It's a Seattle-based organization that works in rural communities all over the world. And the issue we're talking about today is twofold, two seemingly unrelated issues: the invasive species of water hyacinth, which chokes off fresh waterways, and girls having their periods but not having access to sanitary products. So when you started looking around for some kind of solution and doing research, what did you hit upon?
Well, in 2009, I was researching and found a student group in Sweden. And they were in Kenya for 7 weeks, and they looked at the problem of water hyacinth, and they saw the mats of hyacinth and how it was a terrible problem at the port. And then they also found out that 870,000 rural girls stay off of school because of their period. And so what they did was they tried to develop different products, and they found that water hyacinth was very absorbent. And so they put together a fairly rudimentary prototype of a sanitary pad. So when I contacted them, they were just thrilled to have me spearhead this project. So I took it on and continued to do my research. The most important thing was that this product become something that is a social enterprise so that women can earn a living, that it be the cheapest product on the market, so that it would be readily available, and that it be totally biodegradable. So that was the criteria, and that was the beginning of the journey of discovery, and it took 6 years. So,
what was the biggest obstacle you faced in that 6 years?
Honestly, I think it was the biodegradable plastic. This ended up being probably one of the dead ends that I ran into that I had to really take a hard look at this, because a lot of people were saying, well, what's more important, that girls have pads or it be biodegradable? And I just didn't want to move off of that biodegradable, knowing that, you know, these pads become trash if they're not able to biodegrade. Over a period of time, I met a woman who runs a plastic company. And I had called so many plastic companies to try to get some information. And she had a plastic that is called green film. It's made from crustacean shells. And it is a totally breaks down. It's biodegradable, compostable, and it doesn't need municipal composting like corn-based plastic does. So corn-based plastic, even if it was something we wanted to use, was really not going to work in the pit latrines and the rudimentary sanitation that most of these girls deal with.
Shayna Green is the founder and executive director of Village Volunteers, based here in Seattle. She's leading a project to make biodegradable menstrual pads out of invasive water hyacinth. Those pads will be made in Kenya and India for girls who don't have access to sanitary supplies. You said getting this project off the ground took 6 years. You ran into many obstacles trying to make this work. Did you ever think about giving up?
No. I don't know why. I think that first indication that it was a good absorbent. And I also know that the alternatives are not the best option for girls.
What are the alternatives?
Commercial pads, and of course they increase trash. The other is a washable cloth pad, and that has been distributed widely. And one of the reasons why that, to me, was not going to be an option that I wanted to take was I had talked to Joyce again, you know, when I said that we had volunteers who wanted to bring cloth pads or kits to make these pads, she said, please don't. And I was surprised at that. And I thought, well, maybe in the meantime, they could have that. And she said they cause more problems than they help. She explained to me that girls don't have soap. They don't have privacy to wash and dry. And what she told me was that girls dried these cloth pads under their beds and often under their mattresses because they wanted them to be out of sight. You know, it's not something that they wanted to have anyone see. And so then they would wear them damp, and it caused bacterial, fungal infections, urinary tract infections, etc. So while it's a nice option that people feel, you know, that it's better than nothing, perhaps that's not the case. So that's what made me continue to move forward, because I realized that all of the options that were being suggested or, you know, people were assisting with, it just wasn't a good option.
You're on the precipice after 6 years. You're on the precipice of this water hyacinth sanitary pad idea becoming a reality. So what will success look like for you?
Success will be when we have these pad companies all over the world where there's water hyacinth and where there are women in need.
That's a very high bar.
Yes. It is a high bar, but I believe it's an opportunity. I think it can happen, and I perhaps the stubbornness I had in putting this project together is what makes me feel that this is something that should and will happen.
Shayna Green is executive director of Village Volunteers. Next year, Village Volunteers will help communities in Kenya and India open factories that make biodegradable sanitary pads. The factories will be run by the women who live there. Find a link to learn more at kuow.org.